probably the most important thing, at least for fans in Carolina. What's the status on Dalby?
It's too early to tell right now. I think he should be fine, but I can't really give you an answer either way right now.
The way that game went, it seemed like you guys had your legs early. As the game went on, it seemed like more and more the game was being played in the Rockford zone. Was it just a case of back-to-back nights, or was there something else? Was it Delpy's injury that kind of...
No, we've had a tough week. We started last Friday in Abbotsford. Traveled across country to get there, came back to Norfolk, and came back here to play two games against a team that comes hard at you and plays hard for 60 minutes. And it caught up to us tonight, but at the same time, we saw last night firsthand the way they compete as a team, and we just couldn't keep that compete level up tonight high enough.
I think it was the third straight game they've come back from two or maybe even three down. I guess just what does that say about the way they...
They got a young team. They believe, and there's no quitting that team, and it showed definitely against us the last two nights.
Jeff, again, John Mews didn't get the win tonight, but he's been playing great. Are you surprised at all by his fast start with you guys?
I don't want to say surprised. I mean, obviously, coming in from college, he's had a track record of kind of playing big in big games, and he's in a situation now with Murfert that he has a chance to run with some games here, and he's given us a chance every night to win, and that's all he could ask for.
Did you get a sense of them doing anything different against your power play of the major and then the one at the end, or was it just a matter of not getting the balances?
Not getting the balances. I mean, I think I don't think we ever got situated in the second period. You lost Dalpy and Bo was in the box. So we were kind of mixed matching our units a bit, and then the one in the third period, we just we had the puck and just never could get that shot through or find that loose puck. And again, it's give them credit for getting the job done.
Talk about Sang's games that he's had the last few games. I mean, he's got an 8-game point streak now. Terry's got one too. I mean, these guys are clicking, aren't they?
Yeah, I mean, they're probably the best I've seen Sags play. He's just playing with a lot of confidence. He's getting his shots through, and they're finding the back of the net right now. And you've seen all his strengths, all his assets of being that offensive player. You're seeing that right now. And like I said, probably the last 2 weeks, probably the best he's played for us anyway.
Jeff, talk about the good special teams in the first period. You kill off a lengthy two-minute down two, and then you come right back 2 minutes later and get the power play goal yourself.
Yeah, I mean, that's a great start for us. Obviously, it was a long 5-on-3. Sutton took one, within 20 seconds or 30 seconds, I believe. And it was a battle to blocking shots, and the guys got the job done, and it was always good to, strike back right away on the power play. And then, obviously, it just wasn't enough to get through the game.
And just last question, what about, Jeff, your comments about kind of what's been a quirky schedule this year? We were gone almost the whole month of November. Now we're going away again for another, three-plus weeks of not being at home.
Yeah, I mean, it's about the league. I mean, that's what the league is. And I think we got one home game mixed in there on the second weekend. At some point you got to play a lot of home games at some point. But for the most part, it's not too bad. It's two games next weekend, and then we're gone for two, home for one. So it'll be a tough stretch, and a lot of these games are against teams that within our division. So not only are we on the road a lot, but these games are important.
Thanks, Jeff.